Yes, yes, yes. On a Wednesday, halfway through the week, and the Kings got us to make us feel better as they take on the Los Angeles Lakers tonight in Tinseltown. Styles and Watkins, 10 a.m., 2 p.m. We got a lot for you today. We have an update on the Kings and how everything's going with those injuries, that injury luck that they had last season. They don't seem to be having the same type of luck so far this season. We have a Kings roundtable with Brendan Nunez that starts at 11. So any questions that you have for Brendan, who does a great job for us, reporter for the Kings for Sactown Sports, that's at 11. We got 30 minutes with Brendan. That's going to be good stuff. We will preview the Lakers, of course, but we start. And look, as the guy from the Bay, and I've seen a couple things that pop up on YouTube and also the text line, and if you want to be a part of the conversation, 916-339-1140. We have the phone lines open all day long because it is a Kings game day. Of course, we got your dog segment at 1:30. But, you know, I don't want to talk about the Warriors. I really don't.
Yeah,
but
that makes two of us.
You know, at the same time, these things keep coming up to where we're sitting here, we're minding our business, we're just hanging out at home, watching the game, doing our thing separately, and all of a sudden something happens where it's not necessarily a Warriors thing. This is the biggest story in basketball. When we do a segment where it's around the NBA, and I can't avoid it because Draymond Green cannot avoid drama. He gets kicked out a couple days ago. He gets kicked out last night. He is the most, possibly the most memeable player in the history of the NBA. I mean, the amount of memes that I saw with the chokehold. And I got to say, Chris Watkins, before I give you the floor.
No, you're good.
For you to come at me, my own mans, for you to come at me on social media and say, this is how Sacramento, and you said, suggested getting rid of the beam when you know.
No, I said question.
You said suggested. You did that on purpose.
I did not. I don't know what you're
talking
about.
You used me for clout.
I did not. I would never.
Yes, you did.
I would
But you know what? You're lucky I love you.
No, look. I'm looking at the tweet right now. It says, Sacramento, when Styles Files asked if we should take the beam away. That's what I said.
I saw suggested.
See, this is the problem. You're trying to misconstrue my words.
I'm not.
Trying to make me into the... Trying to turn me... See, you're being Draymond right now.
No.
You're trying to turn this on me.
You're supposed to defend my guy. I'm supposed to defend my guy.
Be your own man sometimes.
I'm just defending my guy.
You know?
You got to defend your own. How you doing, Chris Watkins?
I'm doing great. You know, when you're just... Like, I don't even know what to call what last night was with Draymond. Like, that's a gift from the radio gods, from the sports radio gods, when it comes to what we do here, because that's putting it up on a tee. And we're definitely, you know, you're a former baseball player. I like to dabble in some rec league softball.
Of course.
We're going to take this nice little tee ball right now, and we're going to smack this thing out of the park.
Yes.
That's exactly what we were given today here in Sacramento Radio, and we're going to run with it. You're out of your mind if you think we're not going to spend multiple segments today talking about what happened last night.
Right, because it was so... It all escalated
insane,
so quickly.
It's crazy.
I'm on the phone, right? We have the game on mute, so it was even funnier because I'm on the phone. We're sitting there watching the game. And then we see the ring around the rosy with Clay and McDaniels. And then all of a sudden, Draymond hops in. Well, Rudy Gobert hopped in. We'll talk about Rudy Gobert did.
I think Rudy somehow won the night. Very rarely does a man get put in a literal chokehold and still win the night. And I think Rudy won last night.
So. And well, actually, and honestly, we'll talk about the game because, you know, we were going around the NBA yesterday and saying
in-season tournament action.
Right. Where exactly? Is Adam Silver playing chess?
Look, Adam Silver wanted intensity.
Yeah.
Those boys wanted it last night.
They definitely did.
Or they didn't. I can't tell which one it was.
The thing is, right, and the Warriors, right, we know the championship. So when you're the Warriors, you have different versions of rivalries. And we can go ahead and break some of those down. I would say the kind of the premier or elite rivalry would be the Lakers just because it's LeBron and LeBron and Steph Curry. They go back.
Yeah.
Best ratings, right? I know the Kings and Warriors had really good ratings last season as well. But as a whole for the
– It doesn't touch four finals with LeBron.
No, the NBA world, Lakers, Warriors,
popcorn, right? Yeah. These are the two biggest names left in the game.
1,000%.
And then you have the Kings and Warriors, and that version of
like
the rivalry.
Memphis, you know, the Warriors.
But
and
I would
Memphis
put Kings
probably,
above. Really? So I would put the Kings above Memphis now.
Okay.
Because I think things continue to change. And
sure.
The Kings, they just had a really great playoff series against the Warriors. Really, there's not much chippiness in game besides Malik Monk and Draymond, right? But they're not really.
Stomp.
That's Draymond. I wouldn't put Sabonis in that category. So
some did. Some did.
Some did, right? The ankle, did you hold on?
Yeah.
Just hold on, we're going home.
That's, I mean, maybe, you know, earlier, yeah, you were on me for getting on you about, you know, you did not say that Gobert was deserving of that at all, but you were like, hey, you know, Gobert was kind of
dipping
his toe in the fire
bit. No. Gobert. Let me start here.
I just want you to know
really
that what you're about to say very triggering.
No. I am going to tread extremely lightly.
Okay. I think we all appreciate
all
that.
All I said to you was that Gobert had put hands on Klay.
Yeah.
And he did. He was removing Klay.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying Gobert put Klay
1,000%.
In the chokehold, but Draymond saw that and saw red.
Yeah. You
and
also then did not say Gobert deserved it or,
No. Draymond wanted that, right?
Yeah.
So let's go through this whole, because going back to the rivalry conversation, what happened is you have the Lakers situation, you have the Kings, which I call it a rivalry, even though some people don't. I call it a rivalry. It doesn't matter who wins. It matters how many people, how much things get elevated when they play. And when the Warriors play the Kings, it's grab your popcorn. It's going to be a good game. So that's probably number two to me right now for the Warriors. Number three, the Grizzlies, in my opinion, have exited the chat. They're a mess. They got to worry about winning a basketball game besides against the Clippers or the Blazers,
I thought,
right?
They weren't worried about the West. But
they weren't worried about the West. They were worried about being
now
in
the West
streets,
isn't worried about them.
Okay, instead of worried about being Papa Doc from 8 Mile, Ja Morant, who tweeted that smiley face. We don't know what was that about because the Grizzlies got into it with the Lakers. And then you had the Draymond thing. So what are they dealing with? So the Minnesota Timberwolves thing, on top of back in the day, the Timberwolves passing on Steph Curry.
Right.
And I believe it was twice.
It was twice. Flynn and Ricky Rubio.
So that's going way back.
Way back.
Then you have a couple years ago, Draymond roasted Rudy Gobert because Rudy Gobert cried when he was snubbed. And Draymond basically said, come on, man, you can't be doing all that. So that started it. Then you have Anthony Edwards, who has a really good relationship with Steve Kerr, but Anthony Edwards says, I want to see them in the playoffs because Draymond talks so much trash, and they just played each other, the Timberwolves and the Warriors, and they got into it, right? Who's trying to be tough? Who's trying to be tough? That happened. So you have all those things put in a pot, and then you have Rudy Gobert and what actually went down, and what happened is what I didn't even remember, somebody reminded me of, last season when Rudy Gobert got at his own teammate, Draymond, I think, hopped on a pod or hopped on something and said, insecurity is loud.
Yes.
That's what he said. So this is a very shady rivalry that, and I don't even know if rivalry is the right word. I think they just don't like each other.
Right. And then you got the Wiggins element of it.
Then you have the Wiggins element of it because Wiggins obviously was with the T-Wolves. So you put all that into a pot, and it's just something that it's like those volcanoes that are dormant, right? You don't really know there's something going on, and then it just erupted.
Right.
But I say all that to say that's why Draymond found the first excuse he could to get him in a chokehold. And I'll tell you this, Rudy Gobert hasn't had the best. This is the battle of the bad PR.
Yes.
You got Karl Anthony Towns, who everybody thinks he's corny. You got Rudy Gobert, who ever since, you know, Rudy Gobert has had a little bit of bad PR. He did the weird thing during COVID.
That's kind of a massive L.
That's possibly
the biggest L of modern
the last couple
human
of
history.
And then he pushes his own teammate.
Yep.
Then you got Draymond with his bad PR. It's the battle of the bad PR all together.
Battle of the villains.
And then you have Steve Kerr. Do you see Steve Kerr coming at
Gobert later.
Gobert, stop throwing the elbows.
Little chicken wing here,
So I don't call that a rivalry. I call that just when you put a bunch of things into a pot like that, bad things
sometimes
can happen.
You know, it's going to boil and it's going to boil over.
So that is what happened last night. I am in no way, I would never condone what Draymond did. We have sound later about how long of a suspension should Draymond get. I just know that Draymond was looking for the first excuse to do something, and Gobert was trying to pull off Klay Thompson. And one thing I think a lot of people didn't notice based on all the angles was that at one point, it kind of looked like Klay half swung at Draymond. Klay didn't even know what he was doing.
No.
And Klay kind of randomly swung, and it was Draymond. And Draymond was like, hey, it's me. And then it was a complete disaster.
It was insane.
I don't think those things are good for the league, but I do think they are good for content creators.
I think that's good for the league. Mm-hmm. I think talking about the league is great. And, you know, I think that anything where, you know, nobody gets seriously injured and like on a night like last night is exactly why Twitter is going, or X is going through its whole just shift of whatever it used to mean in society. Clearly, it doesn't mean the same thing anymore. But on nights like last night and moments like last night, that's where you can't beat being on social media. Because like you said, the memes were flying, the takes were flying. Y'all, I feel like at some point today we're going to play some Warrior fan audio. We're at least going to play the broadcast audio.
We have that coming up right after this break. We got to get to a break.
People losing their stuff.
And I do have a question.
Oh my goodness.
And this question, to your point about it's good for the league, and when we talk about the rivalry, and it's very specific, the rivalry with the Kings and the Warriors, because we're so close to each other.
Yeah.
And nobody has been in the middle of it more than myself. So I know it very, very well, and I'm continuing to find out. But the question is about hate watching. And I want Kings fans to be very honest about hate watching because I know my algorithm now shows a lot of Kings stuff, but you would almost think that the Kings were involved with how much Kings fans wanted to be a part of it.
Oh,
so my question is, how much do Kings hate watch the Warriors compared to, I guess, other rivalries, Yankees and Red Sox and Auburn and Alabama? We'll get to that and more. Great show for you today. Brendan Nunes coming at 11. Your Dogs at 1:30. Simone behind the glass, so you know we're going to be rocking with the tunes when we get back. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. 15th show on the 15th day of November. Ooh. I mean, November is flying.
I know it's
a cliche, but to me, honestly, maybe because we were starting, I was really excited for the show. Felt like October dragged, but we blinked, and now it's November 15th. It's been great rocking with you, Chris, here at Sacktown Sports. I've been loving it, and I've been learning more about Sacramento every single day.
Yeah.
And I love it. And one thing that I have learned is that this rivalry is real between the Kings and the Warriors. And I see some people on the YouTube chat right now, Dwayne Baker saying he watched the whole game. And I do think, as we talk about the face of the NBA and how it's changing and who's it going to be when LeBron and Steph are gone, Draymond Green is not the face of the NBA at all.
No.
But I do think that there are a lack of villains. We discussed how there are a lack of villains right now. You got Draymond. It was Trae Young for a hot second in New York, and that kind of fizzled out. You have Draymond and you have Dylan Brooks, and that's about it, right? And not to say that there are always a ton of villains at one time. LeBron was a villain. That whole team kind of represented the Warriors at one point. Then you had the Warriors with Kevin Durant, and obviously you still have Draymond going through that. But I'm on social media last night, and you know, my algorithm now is a lot of Kings fans. It's a lot of Kings media. And I know this was the biggest story of the evening by far. Not even close. Probably of the week, right?
Yeah.
Maybe of the month when it comes to. And what's crazy is Draymond got ejected a couple nights ago.
I know.
And he found a way to one-up himself. When you look at different rivalries in all sports, right? I'm trying to think of a fan base that hate watches, and I'm probably being prisoner of the moment here. And again, this is my algorithm. But I'm trying to think of a fan base that hate watches another team the way the Kings hate watch the Warriors. And I'm thinking in my mind, I don't know that Yankees fans, I'm going to watch the Red Sox and I just hope they lose.
Sure.
If it's the only game on, sure. The only thing I can think of off the top of my head would be the Cowboys, but I don't think that's just the Niners watching the Cowboys. That's also the Eagles watching the Cowboys because it's the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, could easily be being prisoner of the moment, and we can keep this to just basketball to make it easier.
Yeah.
I don't know if there is a rivalry like the Kings and Warriors that pulls in the Kings fans to hate watch the Warriors like any other rivalry in at least the NBA.
Yeah, I'm struggling to think of it. I don't know how much of it is actually watching the games,
or just reacting to the stories,
to what happens in the fan base itself. And I feel like I feel like it's more so that. I feel like it's more just Kings fans with obviously the proximity to the Bay Area and to the Warrior fans as well. I think that plays a really big factor into it. I mean, and also the playoff series last year, I definitely think plays a massive, massive role in the local interest of the Warriors in general here in Sacramento. I'm still just trying to think of any fan base that really has. I mean, especially in today's NBA, like rivalries, like real rivalries, they just don't really exist anymore.
Because no.
Of how often players move around and situations change so quickly, it's like nobody really has opportunities to have three, you know, like even Warriors-Clippers doesn't happen anymore. That was such a big rivalry when the Warriors were first coming up. And then by the time the Warriors were winning championships, that rivalry was 100% dead.
Yeah, and the Lakers, I will put in the same category as the Cowboys.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
as,
for sure.
Because
everybody,
of LeBron.
Everybody enjoys that.
Everybody wants
Celtics,
the Lakers to lose.
Kings fans,
Alabama,
fans,
everybody wants them to lose. But even even specific rivalries are Celtics fans, I guess, because, again, we can't do it the same way because of the Lakers and having LeBron. Mm-hmm. You can't say, oh, Celtics fans love to watch the Lakers lose. Well, everybody likes watching the Lakers lose and LeBron. But conversely, are Lakers fans, yes, I love it when the Celtics lose. No. Do they really care?
Well, first off, there's no such thing as, like, Laker fans.
That's true.
Like, you know,
they're LeBron.
There's people that, like, watch the games and, like, wear the jerseys. But, like, to call them fans, like, come on.
They tried to get loud and go. They tried to start. Go Lakers, whatever. And I was very proud of Golden One and the Kingdom. And the Beam Regime said, no, we got to. No. That's not going to fly.
Get out of here with
But
that.
Yeah, I was just thinking, man, because, you know, and even I'm seeing on the YouTube chat our own Dwayne Baker, and I would assume just from Dwayne being one of our P1s that Dwayne is a Kings fan.
Oh,
Dwayne's talking about listening to Warriors radio earlier today.
Right.
Like, you love to see something, and I don't like to use the example of the car wreck because I'm not doing that, but you love to see things going wrong, right, for a team that you can't stand. So when the Warriors are rolling.
Do you know who you're talking to right
when
now?
When the Warriors are rolling, I'm sure Kings fans aren't tuning into Warriors radio, but the Warriors are in disarray right now. I gotta listen to this.
Give me that. Give me all of that. Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a little bit of that for sure is a little bit of a little brother complex as well. Like a little bit is, you know, these guys have looked down on us. And even last year in the playoff series, we all believed here locally that we were the better team. They still kind of sunned us a little bit with how they, you know, they made us play down to their level and then kind of embarrassed us in a game seven. There was a little bit of putting the Kings back into their corner, putting them back into their place. And I think Kings fans in general, it was the same thing when they were having heated rivalries with the Lakers. I just think fans here take it really personally, and it becomes a us against them thing a lot more than it's a than I think the Warriors fans would look at the Kings in the same fashion. Mm-hmm. I don't think Warrior fans are watching or keeping tabs on the Kings nearly as much as it goes the other way. And yeah, I really just think it comes down to the fact that they're really close to us proximity wise. Yeah. And yeah, I mean, people still kind of are waiting for the Kings to be the top dogs and to be the ones that can then look down on the other people who are in dysfunction, because frankly, the Kings have been dysfunctional for 17 of the last 18 years.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is the NBA is sitting on a gold mine here.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't know if the timelines are add up because the Warriors are not getting any younger and the Kings are only getting better and getting more experienced. So we might not, kind of similar to Kobe and LeBron, where you could have had something, a very small window. We should just enjoy what we got last season, which is tough for Kings fans. Hopefully we get something again because I think the NBA is sitting on a gold mine. Help me out here because I'm thinking about Brooklyn and New York proximity-wise.
Right.
Are these the two closest? I know we must have had this conversation last season during the playoffs. Two closest teams proximity-wise, or are there – two closer teams.
I mean, well, Clippers, Lakers, yeah, but I'm not counting that. I mean, yeah, I don't know exact distance. I haven't been to track the
East Coast. We'll call it one of for sure. Top three or whatever it is.
Miami, Orlando, how close that is either.
So I definitely think that plays into it. I think the NBA is sitting on a gold mine and all they can, especially with De'Aaron now signing to Steph's line and all that jazz. The other thing I wanted to bring up is how this changes. I mean, there was a real possibility about Draymond being moved. And he obviously, Steph says, hey, these are my guys, Klay. We'll see what happens with Klay after this season and how much he wants to get paid. But Steph Curry has said, I want to finish with my guys. I want to finish with the three amigos. We are a package deal. And that's a quote. We are a package deal. But if the Warriors moved on from Draymond, let's say this last season, right? Because there haven't been any instances. We can basically say the Kings haven't gotten to experience Draymond because he wasn't playing. So if the Warriors had moved on from Draymond, how
this past offseason.
How that hate changes. I think it leaves with Draymond. I think a lot of it leaves with Draymond.
I think a lot of it would leave with Draymond. I think, like, a lot of the nasty, like, the real deep, like, the passion. The passion gets lost without Draymond. For sure, the feelings are still there. It's still the Warriors. It's still the close town rivals. And you still have Steph, who's, you know, doing his Steph thing. And he'll show you guys
much
off.
Much to your chagrin.
Of course, he's still, you know, people are still going to have the Steph lighting the beam in their head. But definitely the aggression and the thing that kind of turns it into a little bit of a, I don't want to say, it doesn't get malicious at all. You know, Kings fans did a great job of restraining themselves last year when Draymond was kind of egging on the, stands on the bench and is egging on the entire crowd. Frankly, I, again, shout out Kings fans, but he's lucky like people weren't throwing mini balls and stuff at him. Like, I think the, I think like that passion, the aggression, the gladiator almost like environment, I think that kind of leaves if Draymond leaves the team. But because I mean, as you mentioned, Draymond hasn't played or didn't play in the Warriors game here in Sacramento. They showed him on the screen for legitimately like one
they
should have
left it longer
and boot like he was booed. He threw up the deuces to everybody. That was like the most, I don't know, the most emotion I would say you got out of the crowd that entire night. So, yeah, I mean, the dude, it's what he does. It's what he's there for. He's there to get under the skin of players. But also, like, you know, some of it is showmanship and some of it is he understands that, you know, he can get the crowd riled up too. And what that does for how that energy can sometimes transfer onto the team. You know, if you get if you get the crowd riled up and angry and then, you know, if you're the Warriors, you make two or three good plays, that's a complete shift in momentum. And then you call a timeout and all of a sudden the crowd's, you know, booing and upset. And like, that's what makes Draymond so perfect for that team is he gives them the edge that they just wouldn't have if he wasn't there.
Got to get to a break. When we get back, we have sound from the Warriors broadcast. A lot of people were not happy with the Warriors broadcast calling Draymond a peacemaker. We also have quotes from Rudy Gobert and, you know, what he had to say about Draymond wanting to be ejected because Steph isn't playing, which kind of is a thing, to be completely fair. And the question becomes, should Draymond be suspended? 11 o'clock, Brendan Nunes joins us for our Kings roundtable and the state of the Kings, trades, injuries, all that good stuff. Hang with us, Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Yo, is that a new drop, Stiles and Watkins? That midday, your new...
You scared?
No, I'm with it. I never heard that one before. Simone's just unlocking new,
magic,
I feel like Pokemon, just unlocking new levels.
She's in the vault.
This is crazy. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports, 10 a.m., 2 p.m. Yeah, I know. I was about to start freestyling. Or crumping.
Beat it up.
Or crumping. You know what I mean? Something like that.
This is real crumping
music.
No, it was
back
sure.
in the day, your boy, what was it? Something the Clown?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No, I was going to say, it wasn't, no.
He was his,
that's all I got for you, but yes.
Then was the clown. Yeah. I watched that movie Rise because, of course, because it used to be clowning versus crumping, if you recall.
Really?
There were
no.
two separate things.
No, I was too young.
And then it
that.
Was like the Bloods and Crips. They came together.
Wow.
And to keep kids out of trouble.
Yeah.
So that's how
we're
I remember.
All part of the same miracle.
100%. That's right. That's right. Well, you know who's not coming together. Rudy Gobert
you know
and
clowning.
Draymond Green. Right? You know who's clowning. And actually, that's a great use of that word, Chris, because Rudy Gobert did say that it was clown behavior on Draymond's part. Here is the actual quote
insane
from Gobert on Draymond, and he said a lot of stuff.
Such a bar.
And he said, every time Steph doesn't play, he doesn't want to play without his guy Steph, so he does anything he can do to get ejected, which is a thing.
I was like, I've never heard that. Is that like a war? Like,
it's a real
Warrior
thing.
Fans talk about
no, it's
that
a real
all?
Thing because a couple years ago when Steph had the high top, I think that was the year Steph had the high top, one of those years where Clay was still out and Steph went down somewhere between.
Maybe a pre-Wiseman
Draymond
year.
Just didn't. Draymond, I don't know if he was out for the season. Draymond just didn't play. He didn't play, and that's where it all got started. And then it turned into this thing where when Steph didn't play, Draymond would have something ailing him. So that's a deep cut by Rudy Gobert.
Wow.
We're again in this
closet
battle.
Warrior fan, Rudy.
Yes.
Rudy
well, in this battle of the bad PR, Rudy did his homework.
Yeah.
I feel like this is
a rap battle. Clearly.
This is really a rap battle. Like, you know, and who was it? Kevin Garnett used to say he would look up a bunch of really personal things to say to talk
KG
trash.
Or the glove.
A lot of guys. So Rudy Gobert knows because that's actually a thing about Draymond not wanting to play if the team isn't fully loaded. So Rudy, good for you for doing your homework.
That's incredible.
I haven't heard anything from Draymond yet.
Yeah.
About,
I'm sure he's got a podcast ready to go.
I haven't seen any clips, so I don't know if Draymond has started his podcast yet, but I haven't heard anything from Draymond, but Rudy Gobert had a lot to say. But let's get to the Warriors broadcast, who people, when I talk about the Kings and the Kings fan base not being happy about what they heard from the broadcast.
Right.
And this started when the Warriors played the Kings.
We've had this conversation,
and they were not happy about the Warriors broadcast, calling Draymond a peacemaker.
Bear got nowhere near that.
Every team has an enforcer. The Warriors have Draymond.
The reason Draymond went so demonstrably is that Gobert had Clay in a headlock.
Yeah.
And Draymond's not feeling that at all.
So he's just pulling him off. We're not doing that. This ain't that. Clay and McDaniel's going out of here, and then all of a sudden Gobert comes in, and Draymond's like, no.
Yeah, it's chill out.
And then Draymond headlocked Gobert there. So,
yeah, they're trying to get Draymond off of Gobert.
Things are getting spicy out there. Huh?
It was not. Gobert did not have Clay in the headlock that Draymond had Gobert in.
No.
Gobert was trying to get Clay off.
Okay, he might have touched Clay's head. I wouldn't say he ever got him into a headlock.
In Warriors Twitter has a bunch of screenshots of Gobert where he is removing Clay from the situation. Yeah. Draymond saw that, used that as an excuse to try to, because Gobert went on to say, I think Draymond, and you got to be careful these days with all these fake quotes, but I did see, I believe this is a real quote, with Rudy Gobert saying, he tried to put me to sleep. Did you see that? But I don't even know.
I don't think he did. Because I feel like he was holding on to him long enough to actually put him to sleep.
But then I saw another quote that said that was Gobert saying, I don't even think Khabib could put me to sleep. And it just gets too wild. And there's just so much to kind of talk about. One other thing, and where we're leading to now as we get ready for the Kings here at 11 roundtable with Brendan Nunes is, I guess the question is, how long should Draymond be suspended?
Right.
Right? And what were your initial thoughts?
I mean, I'm trying to, first off, I want to almost do the exercise of if you're a Warriors fan and you're trying to logic or justify your way out of this, like what are Warrior fans seeing? Like, through the Warrior fan glasses,
I'm telling you.
Did they see, Gobert was about to put Clay into a chokehold.
Screenshot it good enough, it's like the beginning of a chokehold. If you screenshot, look at the screenshots.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, look, again, I got to be very careful here.
Yes.
This is not me saying it. I'm saying I'm seeing on Twitter are screenshots of something that looks close enough for somebody like Draymond who wants an excuse to put old buddy in a headlock.
Yeah.
Draymond took it
and
ran with it.
To that point, to counter that point, which you're not making, but you're saying you said or you saw, to say that Draymond saw that quite literal snapshot of Gobert having allegedly Klay Thompson in a headlock and then having the processing power to then in that again, like we're talking one of like 100, we're talking Zapruder film-esque breakdown to see Gobert.
He sees the game differently.
Apparently, the game's really slow. That's, you know, when they talk about the game slowing down for guys, I think these altercations are really, I think Draymond's been in enough to where the game's slowing down for him. When things are starting to go bad, when the whistle's already getting blown, that's when the game's slowing down for Draymond. But I just don't understand what Warrior fans are seeing there. I personally, all I saw was the headlock. Like, I've seen guys, you know, do what Clay and Jaden McDaniels
have you seen
have done
the screenshot?
Before. Yes, I have seen the screenshot.
The Gobert one.
Yes, the Gobert one.
Okay.
Of him, again, like, he's just, again, and
he's
like,
he's trying to remove Clay.
Also, it doesn't matter if Gobert had him in a headlock because, which he didn't, by the way, because all he was trying to do was remove the situation. Like, he probably, now in hindsight being 2020, should he have grabbed someone who wasn't his teammate? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But I think all Rudy Gobert was trying to do in that exact moment in time was just separate the two.
Yeah.
And Clay was the one that just so happened to be picked. Yeah, I mean, clearly I don't have Draymond's side on this at all. I don't think that there's
any... No, you can't have... Nobody should have...
No, I don't think there's any justification. I don't think there's any, like, I don't think there is a, okay, well, he even if he didn't put him in a headlock, like, he still was in his right to try and protect his teammate in that moment. Like, no. Draymond literally ran from, like, the free throw line of the other side to the altercation. Like, just let somebody else deal. I understand Draymond feels like that's literally why he's out there on the floor, but... It was just an excuse. Like, there's no reason. It's the same as the Sabonis stomp. I agree. I think Sabonis did grab his ankle, but that doesn't justify putting somebody or stomping on someone's chest.
The hop skip after is always what'll get me.
I mean, that's its whole. We can do three more segments on just the stomp, but yeah. I just feel like no matter what, like, the Warrior fans again have lost the forest for the trees. They're focusing way too much on the specifics and on the slow-mo replay and not enough on the fact that this guy just put this guy in a headlock because he was trying to break up a fight. If you just boil it down to the simplicity of what happened, there was a fight, Rudy Gobert tried to break it up, and Draymond put him in a headlock.
I have a question for you, but I'm going to wait because I want to hear from Jay Williams on, I believe it was First Take, and this is how long Jay Williams thinks that Draymond should be out.
To me, I think that's a minimum 10-game suspension.
What?
10-game
Draymond
suspension.
Green should be suspended for 10 games.
10 games.
That is blasphemy.
That is blasphemous.
That's crazy. Yeah, 10 games for, the problem is Draymond had him in the headlock for so long, you could realistically say, like, he had intentions.
But
obviously he didn't, because, again, no, like, if you have someone in
beef.
A headlock for that long.
There's beef. I guess my question is, and again, this is me on the fence between, what's the halfway point between, somebody help me out with my geography. What's the halfway point between the Bay and Sacramento?
We'll say Vacaville.
Is it Scandia?
Yeah.
Is it Scandia?
Yes, right there.
So I'm hanging out at Scandia as I give these takes, right?
Okay.
And my question is simply this. We all have that family member. You know where I'm going. Because we all have that family member that likes to wild out a little bit. Or that friend that you've known from way back. And that's just your boy. This is my dog. Yeah. This is my ride or die, right? But he can wild out sometimes,
for
and we
sure.
thought that he'd grow out of it, and he hasn't grown out of it. Or we can take it back to fandom. If there was somebody on the Kings, and you know that he does too much, right?
Marcus.
Sure. But I was so as this thing continues, how do you still be a fan and not sound crazy? Because I do think it is easy when you don't have a person like... Because there's not very many fan bases that has to deal with this.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? It's only one. It's the Warriors.
Yeah.
And it's come with some championships, so it's a very confusing situation.
Sure.
Right? So I'm not condoning... Some Warrior fans are completely out of their minds when it comes to, hey, well, he was trying to do this.
He was just being a good teammate.
I'm good with it.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
So
I saw many people say... And I like very well-respected people, maybe even some people we've had on this station before, say like, oh, yeah, that's great. I wished we had three or four more Draymonds.
Right. So my question is, what is, and it's easy to do when he's not on your team. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying, look, some of these Warrior fans are tripping,
yeah,
right? Completely. I'm just trying to figure out the correct take, mm-hmm, and at least just say that it is easy to be on that side when, sure, you don't have that dude on your, yeah, team. And it's easy to be holier than thou, sure, when you aren't putting that situation because he's not on your team.
I just think if you put someone in a headlock, that's probably like 5 games.
But I
think it's just a blanket.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You just can't do that.
So I guess the answer to the question you can be a fan, uh-huh, right? And I would like to think that the Warriors fans that – because I'm texting with my buddies last,
for sure,
night. They're like, that's right. That's right, Gobert. And I'm just like, really? What are we doing here? Really?
So you're trying to figure out what the appropriate take is?
I'm trying to figure out when Kings fans roast Warrior fans and, yeah, say, stop defending Draymond. But as a Warrior fan, Draymond is your guy and on your team. Mm-hmm. What is the correct way to be a fan, but also say, do you just expect Warrior fans? Is it a cop-out to just say Warrior fans should be like, hey, I don't condone that. Yeah. Well, Draymond's still on your team. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
The rational thing would be to remove yourself as a fan and just be a human for a second. Like, I'm not saying that what Draymond did was inhuman, but I just mean, like, remove your emotions from the situation and try and look at it objectively, mm-hmm, and just say, again, just try and look at the facts of the situation. That's really what you need to do. Just,
right,
again, like, right, don't try and justify anything. Don't try and make excuses. Just watch the clip and say what you see. Say, hey, Clay starts to grab Jaden McDaniels. Jaden McDaniels then grabs Clay's jersey. They continue that altercation all the way down the court. Somebody asks, I don't know who it is. I just mean, like, break it down as logically and as down the middle and as basic as you can. Take the jerseys off and just, if your opinion changes, like,
right,
I'm just saying, look at it. Just try and look at it from a different perspective. And if you still feel the same way, hey, man, like, everybody, some people still think the sky is red or something, you know, like,
yeah,
people, you can't change their mind.
And here's the thing. We got to get to a break. Simone's telling me we got to go. But my question is, when people say, what I see a lot of is, there goes the Warrior fans again, condoning that behavior.
Sure.
I get why you're saying that for those Warrior fans that are saying, we need more. That's our Draymond. But if you're a Warrior fan and you just say, that's just Draymond being Draymond, man, what am I supposed to say? No, or what is anybody supposed to say? No, I'm not going to the games anymore.
No, I'm with Chris. You just have to look at it. The behavior is indefensible.
But that's what I'm saying. If a Warriors fan says, man, Draymond being Draymond.
Yeah.
What do you want? I'm not talking about the crazos saying,
yeah, for sure,
that Draymond's in the right.
Yeah,
I'm talking about somebody saying, that's Draymond being Draymond.
For sure. We'll talk about it more on the other side of the break, but, like, that was me with DeMarcus Cousins.
Right.
Like, I can speak whatever you're
not condoning it, but am I not supposed to be a Warrior fan anymore?
That's just who he is.
Right.
And, like, I didn't sign him. I love DeMarcus Cousins as a player. I still think, you know, people gave him too much flack for being, he deserved all the flack he got for being a head case, but as a player, he was phenomenal. But, yeah, sometimes it was just, yeah, like, I don't condone DeMarcus throwing some guy down or whatever, flipping off Warrior fans or whatever.
Ridiculous.
But at the end of the day,
it's getting ridiculous.
That's him. And, like, yeah, that's a part of the package, and you have to accept. That's the thing. You can't be blind and ignorant to what goes on. You can say, to me, if a Warrior fan says, hey, man, like, dude's wilding, but Draymond's Draymond, and, like, that's my guy. I have to roll with him. He's on my team. I respect that.
But
me. Like, I'm like, cool.
Yes.
You're a rational human who understands that you can still overall support somebody because he's working towards a goal that you also have in winning a championship, but also he can be wrong.
But that, of course, is not going to be what goes viral on social media. What's going to go viral are the Warrior fans saying,
because
I guess my whole point is, I don't know that the Warrior fans are that much worse than other fan bases if other fan bases were put into the situation.
I think that there's just so many Warrior fans that, like, I mean, there's probably twice or if not three times as many Warrior fans as there are Kings fans. It's just that,
go.
Yeah,
we
I
got,
mean, it's
we gotta
it's
go.
More
Simone's yelling at us. We gotta
out.
Go.
Yeah.
Again, we're continuing this conversation. 11 a.m., we will put a stop on it. So if you want to get your calls, if you want to be a part of the convo for this specific conversation, you got to do it within the next 15 minutes. Because at 11 a.m., it's time for our first Kings Roundtable with Brandon Nunes. Yeah, Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Draymond, defensive rebound. Leaves it for Paul down the right side. And now McDaniels and Klay Thompson get tangled up. And now Draymond gets in there to hug Gobert away in a headlock. And we've got a scramble. We have security people on the floor. Coaches flying all over the place. Klay Thompson gets pulled aside by Chris Paul. Draymond and Gobert get separated. Well, Draymond went after Gobert as if he saw Gobert do something. And Gobert now pointing and gesturing in Draymond's direction.
There's a lot of words that were left out of that.
Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. And actually, this is perfect because you know what it is. It's a Wasabi Wednesday.
Oh, it's definitely
and
spicy.
And what better way to spend a Wasabi Wednesday than down this Draymond, Rudy Gobert situation as we bring it back to the Kings. And again, Brandon Nunes joining us at 11 to start our Kings roundtable. Couple more minutes here as we break down what happened, and the phone lines are lighting up. The text line, this one is interesting from the 916 on the text line. If you want to be a part of the conversation, 916-339-1140. I know I said we were done, but after the roundtable, we go back to it if people still want to talk about it. So from the 916, I am a lifer Kings fan, but I actually like Draymond and think Warriors can't succeed without him. But Draymond's antics I do not support. Warriors fans are super biased, and the leader is Kerr. I will call Sabonis on his conduct and mistakes. Can't stand the Warriors. That is from Chris the Mom, and thank you. We always like when you put your name on it.
Wow.
So thank you, Chris. A lifer Kings fan that likes Draymond.
Wow.
But the question is
That's
separating,
incredible.
And we're not going to go there, but this whole thing even goes beyond on court when you talk about musical artists and separating what they've done versus the music.
For sure.
Or other athletes, what they've done off court versus what they do on court or on the field. It's a huge conversation. My only thing that I ask is, are the Warrior fans worse than other fan bases? A lot, you know who else had to deal with this? And we're going to talk about it because we got a segment for the worst contracts in the history of sports. And Deshaun Watson, who's now out for the rest of the season, looks like to be one of them, and a lot of people got on Browns fans
for sure.
Hey, we you're our guy, Deshaun Watson. Despicable. Yeah. Don't like it.
Yeah.
But are the Browns fans the only? We do this every time. Oh, they threw stuff at this athlete. I am not condoning Warriors fans. My question is, do we honestly think Warriors fans are any worse than any other fan base that had a Draymond on their team? That's the question. That's the question.
I feel like there's just always been a good balance. And because even here in Sacramento, DeMarcus Cousins was just incredibly polarizing to where I truly believe you could ask 10 people, how do you feel about DeMarcus? Five would say, fantastic, loved him as a King. He obviously was a headache, but I would take it over with the talent he had. And half would say, I stopped watching the Kings because they were losing and DeMarcus Cousins would upset me. He was too angry. I didn't like his style. I didn't like that he represented Sacramento.
But they weren't winning.
They weren't winning, for sure.
That's the other part of it.
Yeah, definitely. I just think that I think the problem is with Warrior fans, you don't see the other side of it. You only see the, we have Draymond's back. Oh my gosh, the league's out to get us. Because, I mean, when the initial Draymond incident happened in the finals where he, hits LeBron in the nethers and gets suspended, that was all Warrior fans feeling like the world was against them. Mm-hmm. And, oh my God, Ayesha Curry, league is so rigged. It's never
just
been more
this,
obvious.
Sorry.
It's and I think ever since then, Warrior fans have just always, always, always had Draymond's back, including in that Sabonis situation last year where I just don't see how there's any justification for a move like that. I think the biggest problem and the biggest difference with Warrior fans and other fan bases is we just don't hear about the other side of the argument enough from them. We hear so much of the protective side because you mentioned the Browns. Even in the Browns talk, when Deshaun Watson was brought in, it was divisive. You felt like there was Browns fans struggling with the decision. Now, that's a completely different thing. That's off the floor versus on the floor. Draymond is doing these things on the floor. We're not talking about Ja Morant situation where right. this is off the court right, right. thing that you have
to then.
It's just
part of a larger.
It's part of his game.
Yeah.
That's the problem, is it's baked in to who he is, much like it was with DeMarcus. It's maybe even less so because Draymond, I don't think people want to hear this, but for all intents and purposes, Draymond off the floor, great guy. Like,
right.
he's friends with De'Aaron Fox. Like, he gets along with just about everybody in the league.
Sure.
Doesn't, like, you know, DeMarcus had an incident in a club. Like, he's got a checkered past, to
now,
say the least.
Now, I'm not talking about the Kings fan specifically. Now, I'm just going to go to the NBA world.
Sure.
Right? Nobody got hurt, right? Rudy they Gobert could've. Did not go to sleep, even though apparently Draymond tried. Isn't this the NBA? Everybody says, we missed those days. From the 80s,
right.
from the
that.
Hard fouls, right?
I like the to NBA see high-paced, fast offenses and high-level skill. But, yeah, some people really want to see, if he had 40 points against us, I would have laid him on his back so he wouldn't have had an easy layup.
Right.
Get out of here with that. Like, that's to me, that's old-school stuff. There's always going to be a portion of people who are going to say, yeah, the NFL, I remember when you used to be able to hit receivers over the middle and
that's right.
you know, their helmets would fly to
right.
the sideline.
The good old days.
Like the good old days.
All right. Real quick, let's get to JR. JR got about 45 seconds. Wants to talk about Clay. What's up, JR? You are on Styles and Watkins.
What up, JR?
Hey, what's up, Wednesday?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up,
me? We'll go right to old school. I grew up in San Francisco. I actually saw the real first championship in 76 as a little boy.
Hey.
That's when they had a guy named Clifford Ray on the Warriors, and he used to swing his elbows like no tomorrow. So all these young fans who don't even know the history of their Warriors, they're the ones that pissed me off. I'm like, you guys used to be one of the toughest teams. They had a guy named Abels as their coach. I think he punched some dude just walking down the hallway once yeah. just because he was leaning over the top.
Yeah. Rick Barry's a notorious nice guy, right?
Yes, great guy. They do a tournament for him and everything. But here's the thing with Clay. Clay does the stink guy. He does all this stuff. Here's the thing. If the NBA is tough, they friggin' void all his points he's made up to this point in the season. And they give the win to whoever was in that game that he scored on and beat him. I think that's a fair and honest way to deal with Clay and suspend. Send him back to Washington State.
Yeah.
He's a terrible Cougar, and he's a terrible Warrior.
Whoa! That could not have gone.
6-4. Moving the Kings
I'm
to
so
six.
Confused.
Is that 6-3?
Thank you. Thank you, JR.
His bigger point is he's trying to give the Kings the extra victory. That's
what
he's
so,
getting
that
at
went
there.
So left from yeah. seeing the Warriors' first championship.
Yeah. You gotta learn how to speak JR at some point. It's just you gotta.
I like I like a call that keeps you on your toes. I like a call that keeps you on your toes. Simone, we gotta get to a break. When we get back, we are starting our Kings roundtable and all that jazz.
It's a triangle today. Frankie's sick, everybody.
Yeah,
so.
Frankie's sick.
He's supposed to be with
us. Franco Cardo today, but we will have Brandon Nunes. So we are starting our Kings coverage, our Kings roundtable. We will get back into this conversation as we go throughout the show. Keep everything coming in, and we will take care of you. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.